At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I, we get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. Hey, it's going to be your church and your turn up. So listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ever wondered how a book gets made into a movie?
Or how to master the art of cooking?
Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef.
On our podcast, we're going to be serving you a fresh perspective of the entertainment industry alongside our favorite celebrity guests.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
Hey, thanks for downloading this podcast. If you want to listen live, be sure to download the iHeartRadio app and search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Thanks for listening and enjoy the show.
Ladies and gentlemen, I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
It's In This League.
My defense is impregnable.
Come again?
With Scott Bogman and Chris Welch.
Can't wait.
What does that do? Does that blow your mind?
That just happened.
What's up, friendos? It is In This League right here on Sports Grid. It is Bogman. It is Welch. It's In This League. We got a new clock. Bogman, new segment times. 4 in an hour. No longer 3. We've been upgraded to 4 for the double D.
That's right. And you may be wondering, How did we get just an extra segment? It's because we've changed the fabric of time, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we're just going to extend this. There's no like shortening segments. We're just adding another segment.
We totally didn't lose 5 minutes an hour.
No.
Is that what you're saying? That's what you're saying?
Yes. Yeah.
Change the fabric of time. It's radio, man. Clocks change. Segments change. We're hard times. So 4 segments, I think it works out well for us, a little bit shorter, but we've got 4 of them. We like to go on tangents. It kind of just makes us feel better about going off on a tangent if we want. We can just disappear into the ethers of some ridiculousness.
Speaking of going on a tangent, I don't know why the half accent you just did reminded me of Tom Segura and the, "Are you feathering it, brother?"
Oh, what I just do it.
"Are you going to feather it, brother?"
Feather it, brother. What is his name?
Fed Smoker.
Fed Smoker.
Whatever.
Yeah, Fed Smoker. He's like, "Hey, you got a feather there, brother." You know, didn't get to.
I've been taking down dirty cops for my entire life. That's my career. It's my job.
That's a Your Mom's House podcast reference, and it's very, very good. Fed Smoker. I think they just had shirts. Might have to go get myself one.
Really?
Absolutely. They got like 2 Fed Smoker shirts, and it reminded me, which I completely forgot about, we have ITL merch, and it was funny. I went on to our store because I just hadn't done it in a while, and you know, I create the designs on the shirts and I haven't done that in forever. I just kind of forgot about it. And, slowly people kind of die off with it. And I went to the store and I think I put in a wrong URL and I was like, what the hell's going on here? And then I found it and I found our store and I was like, look at all these great shirts. look at all these great shirts we got here. Like, I got Prospects Assemble. We got the Boggs Jr., the totally not Carl's Jr. in a Bogman form. We just got a litany of pretty badass shirts that are still sitting out there.
Yeah. I mean, I'm actually wearing a Keep Calm and Have So Much Fun t-shirt right now. So, I think it's because I'm so fat, but, most of my shirts are ITL shirts.
Looking here right here. Here's what we still have available. Some had to be taken down, but we got some stickers, by the way. We got a 4 sticker series of Prospects Assemble, Boggs Jr., or 3. No, we have 4 stickers. Prospects Assemble, Boggs Jr., In This League, just the logo, and then we have a Bogman Zero Share sticker. And then in the shirts, We've got the baseball, the pitch me outside. Our most famous is the 99 problems, but my draft ain't one.
That's
right.
And then
we've got the body by bourbon and cheeseburger. And then I said, you know, prospects assemble and all that. We got some pretty good ones. And let me find what the actual link is there. You buying those could allow me to go get a Fed smoker shirt, which is all that I want.
That.
That's what I'm looking for here. The URL is teespring.com/stores/ITL store. Store.
There you go.
Is it? Is that what it is? I don't care.
Please get it right.
Please get, yeah, ITL store is the last one. So teespring.com/stores/ITL store. Or you can hit us up and we can let you know. And we probably need some new ones. I'm telling you, we desperately need, we need an art person. We need someone to do art for us so we can come up with other cool things. Like we could have a Shogo Akiyama shirt. You know, we could have some version of the voices that I've been doing on mock drafts lately. We could do all those things.
Oh, man. Someone's going to draw up the mealy mouth, the A.J. Hinch voice that you do.
Yeah. Like this one? Is that the voice?
My name's A.J. Hinch and the Astros
are the garbage cans. It didn't really take away from him with champions we are. All that
I wasn't involved in any of it. I knew what was going on, but I didn't do anything about it.
Did I see that? It was like ESPN or something. Are they going to put him on like a broadcast?
Oh, God, I hope not.
You can't do that.
I can't imagine that they're going to do that. Like, wouldn't baseball be pissed if they did that?
He's got to go away.
That's why they gave him the ban. Yeah.
He's got to go away for a year. He needs to disappear.
Yeah, he needs to go be coaching independent ball for
the rest of his
life.
No, he needs to be doing nothing.
Right.
Well, I don't know about the rest of his life. I mean, you might be right about that. But he needs to be completely out of our peripheral for at least a year.
Yeah, I mean, look, I don't think, you know, I'm not one for taking someone's job. So if someone wants to hire him after a season,
sure,
and put him, you know, deep in the office where he's never around cameras, then fine.
Well, but, I mean, dude, I'm 100% fine with it. If Greg Williams can go out and get a job, and that dude was paying bounties to injure other players, that is the safety. There's an integrity conversation around Hinch. That guy was literally out there talking about the safety of the game. The problem with A.J. Hinch, it's actually, in some weird version, it kind of reminds me of the stuff that's going on with Steve Cohen with the Mets, because A.J. Hinch, like, there's this quote, I'm looking at it, ESPN, where A.J. Hinch says, it's a fair question if the Astros 2017 World Series title is tainted by a scandal. And that, like, to me, that reiterates the bad leadership that
right.
he exemplified, you know, like that he represented. He was a horrible leader because all these dudes are cheating and doing all this stuff around him. He clearly knew about it, and he just was just like, all right, I'm just going to keep doing my thing. You guys take care of that. You know, he's pushing the workload down to some others. So, like, I just don't see how, like, he can get back into a job from that integrity standpoint, that he's just right. not a good leader. He let it happen. Yes, he fell on the sword. Then the same thing with Steve Cohen. They're very different situations. But what I'm getting at is, like, you're just tainting. It's almost like Mike Fiers. You know, like, when you do something so against the code, how are you going to get back? And Steve Cohen just backing out of this deal, I think I saw, and I agreed with it, some people saying, sure, he has the money to do all this stuff, but he will find it probably close to impossible to being able to purchase an MLB team moving forward because he backed out of this Mets deal. And that's just, you know, you can't do that. You can't do it, bro.
Anyone that's taking, 50% or more control of a team does have to be, like the ownership has to ratify it, and they just won't.
Yeah, like maybe he'll be a part of a group. So, you know, maybe he can create some little group where he's not the main focal point, but, you know, people are not going to want to deal with Steve Cohen. I can't imagine people are going to want to deal with A.J. Hinch. If anything, though, I mean, you know, maybe A.J. Hinch exemplifies fantastic leadership because he's a guy that made cheating work, got caught, and he fell on the sword. And now if anything, that might be the epitome of a leader. So that's probably why he can get a job back. But
yeah, but I think with the recent things that he said, I don't think that's really falling on the sword. You know,
yeah, that's true, where he's saying, like, it might be tainted. Like, you can't say that.
Right. Yeah, exactly. You can't say that stuff. I feel like, and what he's saying is, that the Astros opened the door for people to question this. And I think the reason he's saying that is because he was fired. I think what he's saying here, without really saying it, because he's a mealy-mouthed, rat-faced idiot, I think what he's really saying is by firing people and, you know, immediately rolling over for MLB once you're caught, you open the door to have people question whether your championship is legitimate or not. So
let's talk about the Astros.
You know,
he puts his hands up to his mouth and he goes, maybe tainted.
You know what? The voice bothers me less now that I know that it's AJ Hinch. I don't know why. I don't know why, but now that I hear it as AJ Hinch and his mealy mouth, rat faced moronness, I just like it doesn't bother me anymore.
You know what I hope? I hope we don't all let this go away. I hope people like we'll never do it, but I hope people hold on. And I'm saying from top to bottom, like you would hate this stuff, but you remember Phil Hughes?
Phil Hughes.
Remember pitcher?
Like the pitcher? Yeah, he had a perfect game.
Yeah, Phil Hughes is like super into cards, like collecting cards. Like
he's lame, right?
Yeah, so, yeah, I mean, he's a baseball. I don't know if he's ever talked to Granky. I don't have any confirmation, but he's got like his own YouTube channel, and he like breaks cards, and he buys and sells, and he does all the stuff and the collecting with him. And he was one of the first to post this really funny little meme when this went down. It was like, oh man, these relic cards are getting really weird. And it was like a picture of audio wires taped to a Jose Altuve card. And that was funny. And then like he has opened up, you know, some of his in his breaks, like a big Altuve card will come up and he's like, like he's just like, he just says cheater and he gets mad and he just starts talking about cheating. Like, I hope all of that keeps continuing. Like, we shouldn't let that stop. And I know it's going to go tenfold when, you know, the actual season starts and, you know, players are, you know, pitching up to the Astros' head and, you know, maybe it's Altuve's and the Astros are probably going to, like, I expect there to be more fights and arguments on the Houston Astros side than with any other team, because when 100%. A pitcher comes chin high, those guys are probably going to be 4 to 5 levels more jacked up because they're trying to prove that they're not cheaters. And even though they were absolutely huge cheaters, that doesn't take away and taint it. So they're going to be all riled up and wound up tight. So they're going to be getting into stuff left and right.
Yeah. And they're going to have to deal with it for the full extent of the season,
and I hope it continues on. I hope that keeps going. That's what I'm saying. Like, I hope like we keep having the conversation. People realize
it's never
going to
go away, dude.
Are.
I mean, you know, even legends like Hank Aaron are saying they should be, they should be done forever. And
I saw that with Bregman. Someone tweeted Bregman. They're like, "Hey, Hank Aaron says you're a cheater and you shouldn't keep your stuff. What do you think about that?" Let's pick this up on the other side. Remember, new segments, Bogman. Time flies when we're having fun. It is In This League. You can catch us over on patreon.com/ITLArmy and find us on Twitter @IsItTheWelsh, @BogmanSports. We got a whole bunch. Bubba's coming up. We're going to talk about that horrific, stupid, not circle ball game that happened over the other week that I don't want to talk about. Basketball trade deadline and Mookie Betts in dire straits in the trade front. So don't go anywhere. More than 15.
Want to be the next Daily Fantasy Millionaire? Dunk on your NBA DFS competition with DailyRoto.com and dominate on FanDuel and DraftKings this season. Compete with the pros with DailyRoto.com, Optimizer, and the most accurate projections in NBA DFS, plus lineup alerts, breaking news, late swap support, and much more. Save 10% on winning NBA DFS advice with promo code DUNK. Visit DailyRoto.com/dunk to learn more.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. I'm still on my own journey, but I want to be transparent with you because as I was posting all the highlights of my life on social media, I was breaking down. And too many people fall victim to the picture-perfect image of the high life, so I created a space to discuss the good and the bad. We can laugh, man. We gonna learn. And most of all, I hope to inspire you to go on this journey with me to better mental health.
This is going to be your church, your turn up, and everything in between. So join me on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, a safe space for every kind of person. Listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Have you written a book and need some insight into what comes next?
Or are you passionate about cooking and want to know how to make it your career?
Or maybe you just want to hear insider stories about the entertainment industry. Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef. And on our podcast, Two Guys from Hollywood, we bring our expertise to the table with, of course, delicious cocktails and all kinds of recipes for you to try at home.
So grab a drink and join us. We've got a wide range of celebrity guests and Hollywood insiders to discuss pop culture, publishing, and entertainment. And we'll provide you with an unfiltered and sometimes brutally honest show about Hollywood.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
Why the fuck is it called
a- In This League?
Because who could be scared of it?
In This League.
Yeah, just this nice bloke from down the road, isn't he?
What's wrong with you?
Hello, I'm...
In This League.
I've just moved in. My wife has got varicose veins.
I'm having a heart attack.
You're not having an heart attack.
It's In This League. We're back. I am Chris Wells, led to Scott Bogman, ITL, and over on patreon.com/ITL Army. Got a bunch going on. Top 500 prospect ranks, new top 300 redraft for 2020 baseball ranks coming up this week. Comedy secret shows, group me rooms, all the stuff. You want to support your boys, you want to join a community that loves sports and fantasy sports as much as you do, get access to us, whatever it is, patreon.com/ITL Army. For as little as $5, you're going to get a lot. You're going to get a lot for your $5. And your $10 will get you even more access with our GroupMe rooms to us and all of our other listeners. So come and check it out. You can talk crap about the Astros, or you can talk some Fed Smoker, brother, whatever we got to do. We're here for all of that stuff. And what else did you want to finish up on that front? I mean, I don't know, even I didn't expect us to go there, but like I did see Squirrely Mouth's comments, and he is kind of turning on the team, and we've kind of got this like, yeah, we got like this whole little collection crew in the baseball front of these people that are probably breaking these. They're not like the hardcore unspoken rules, but they're these rules of like you're killing brotherhood. Where Fires is, I mean, what's Mike Fires is a scumbag, but from Cohen to Fires to AJ Hinch, all different versions of turning what teammates or people would be against them and probably more ostracizing them from baseball.
Right. And, you know, you talked about, you know, I hope we don't ever forget it. And I'm just, it'll never be forgotten, dude. Like, there's just never going away. Never, ever, ever.
I mean, I know it's never going to go away, but I want like I want those idiots to have to confront it because they just won't do it. You know, what have we seen? Stupid jokes. What's the most we've had was Dallas Keuchel.
And Justin Verlander, you know, at the baseball award ceremony saying, you know, obviously we're great with analytics and our scouting and technology and blah, 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 blah. And like he thought he was doing stand up comedy, and not a single person laughed at his joke either. It was pretty bad. It's never going to be forgotten. The only way that this goes by the wayside for the Astros is if we find out like every single other team was doing the exact same stuff, right? Because steroids have never gone away. They've especially never gone away for the guys that were also jerks to the media. You know, Barry Bonds still isn't in the Hall of Fame. Roger Clemens still isn't in the Hall of Fame.
No.
So that stuff hasn't gone away. And, you know, we have a consensus agreement that there's other guys in the Hall of Fame that did steroids, but those guys were the major ones, and they were dicks to the media. And you're going to get kind of the same deal. The media is not going to let this stuff go when these guys come up for awards or anything like that stuff. So Jose Altuve, Bregman, I don't think they'll ever win awards again. So
Just, you know how this all works. It goes by, I mean, look at Alex Rodriguez. Alex Rodriguez is this like beloved goofball now. Everyone's just like, oh, look, he's just like Jennifer Lopez's side piece. Oh, funny. Alex is dancing.
Yeah, but
He's so hilarious, and it's like, he was also a huge cheer.
I don't think I've met a single person, and he should be in the Hall of Fame too, by the way, and he's not, but I don't think I've ever met a single person that has any respect for Alex Rodriguez. Have you ever heard anyone talk about Alex Rodriguez glowingly? Yeah. Oh man, such a good dude. I love that guy. I've never heard anyone say that.
I guess so. Yeah, I guess that's, I mean, I guess that's true. But he was always unlikable. The problem with the Astros is like Altuve was incredibly likable, and Alex Bregman, I don't know, he kind of teetered around it. Then you had guys that you never just would have assumed. You know, you wouldn't look at George Springer and have thought anything of the sorts. And it's tough because the Astros are coming off of a season where how many insane performances came from the Astros? Like, sure, they don't steal bases, but you had Jordan Alvarez, who on paper, I mean, it doesn't mean he was involved in any of it, but he really, I say struggled on the road comparative to home, struggled on the road. You had Yuli Gurriel have an absolutely nuts year. I remember in, I don't know, it was like July or whatever when CBS had me and Frankie Stamps on their HQ, and Stamps had picked out, we had to pick a couple guys we were talking about. He picked out Gurriel, and we were kind of talking about Gurriel on there. And then he just kept going. You had Gurriel, Springer break, you know, further breakout year. Alex Bregman, more homers than we ever thought. Outside of Correa, and then, who was awesome, by the way, until he got hurt, and Altuve's a little bit of a downturn, who on the Astros doesn't qualify for huge year? Everybody does. So what are we walking into this year between no more trash cans and whatever that held, them being wound tighter, and then also let's throw in a little bit of the unknown of baseball, not telling us what freaking baseball we're going to even have. Have the seams been fixed? Are they still the same ball? I just feel like there are so many things that are wrapped up in the Astros right now that I am just dying to get resolution to this year, and I just don't even know what to make of it at this point, but we don't have spring training. I mean, spring training starts next week, thank God. And I feel like we'll start to, like, these guys are not going to be able to avoid it. Like, sure, they avoided one.
Yeah, yeah.
What was it? One fan fest or whatever. Like, this is every single day. They're going to be in front. You're probably going to have spring training guys that are going to be throwing, you know, you're going to see some stuff. And I'm here for it, I guess.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, and that's what's going to make this season, you know, just another thing that's going to make this season very, very interesting is to see what happens with the Astros. Like you said, how many fights? Who is given the chin music over there? You know what I mean?
I think Altuve is the first one that gets chin music. It might be
Bregman.
It's Bregman. Okay, yeah.
I think it's Bregman. Yeah. Bregman is like Altuve now seems really, really unlikable, but Bregman has always been unlikable. So yeah. I think he's the first guy to get it. And it might actually be Springer because he's the leadoff hitter. So, you know, just see those guys a little bit more.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, I would be there for like an entire first inning of just chin music to all of the guys. Like one after the other. And then who cares? Think, yeah. They get thrown out. Who cares?
After the first one, you're getting in a fight. Like, you know, the second guy comes up, you throw at him too. Now there's a fight, and that's first inning fight too. And then the rest of the game, everyone's radars are up, and it's going to be fun to see the like how many times does this happen in the first game of a 3 or 4 game set?
Oh yeah,
you know, and so then it's tense for the entire series.
Like I'm looking
for
here
the next 3 or 4 days.
You know what I want? When is the Astros' first series against the Indians? That's what I want to know, and I'm looking here.
And do they play the Dodgers? And hopefully, is it in L.A.? Because, I mean, that's going to be difficult for those players to go through.
I am not seeing the stupid Indians at all. Oh, here we go. God, we got to wait this long? Ugh. June 29th. June 29th is Astros at the Indians. I mean, that is going to be, that's going to be a show. I mean, and they open up the season against, I believe it's the Rangers. No, it's the Angels. The Astros open up against the Angels in Houston. So, oh, but you know what, Boggs? Let me stand corrected here. Yes, it's June, but let me confirm this. Here is the day you want to lock into right here. It is March 23rd. Indians and Astros play back-to-back days in spring training.
Okay.
Which, how is that possible, by the way? Are the Indians? Oh, no. Is that the start of the
squad?
Oh, but that's weird, though, because the Indians are out here locally. That's a weird... That's literally the final two games of spring training, March 23rd and March 24th, because the season starts on the 26th.
They won't be here, though. They'll be either in Cleveland or in Houston.
It says in Houston.
Yeah, okay, so they'll be in Houston because remember they always have, like, the last couple spring training games are in the big league stadiums. All like right, the Angels and Dodgers already always play one and all that stuff.
They pick the Indians to finish out spring training. I guarantee you there's drama. I guarantee you there's drama March 23rd.
I don't know. You know, I wouldn't guarantee that because, you know, the guys that are actually going to play may not even get in those games. You know what I mean? So just be filled with all scrubs at that point. But they have to cut down rosters. So maybe not. Maybe there will be a dust up. But
because I remind you, I think it's March 30th is the beginning of minor league spring training. So by that time, usually teams have already made their decisions to send guys down so they can focus on the minor league camps. So that's going to be the major roster with a couple of other invitees. I'm just saying, if Clevinger is out there in one of those two games, we're having a brawl.
Yeah, I mean, maybe. I think there's going to be tons. I think there's going to be tons and tons and tons of fights for the Astros this year. So it ain't going to be a fun year for them. Uh-uh. I'll just say that it's going to be almost an apology tour. And I don't know if they're not apologetic, ever apologizing. Right. Yeah. Right.
Yeah. I mean, so. It should be. By the way, we're going to get a break here in a minute. I want to talk about the Mookie Betts stuff. Did you see that the Giants are the first team to bring on a female MLB coach? And ironic that it's ironic and not ironic. San Francisco also on the football side, that horrible team has a female coach in their coaching staff. Yeah. And it's Alyssa Nakin, who is going to be, what is going to be her role? She is going to be, I don't know what the exact role is. She's just is
probably like, you know, they call it a quality control coach or whatever, and they do a little bit of everything. So,
yeah, I'm trying to see what, yeah, they're just not, I'm just not seeing exactly what it is. Doesn't matter or whatever. But I saw somebody troll and says that Alyssa should wear number 17 to troll Aubrey Huff when she got there. And I was like, please do that. Please wear number 17. That's all I want in my life.
Yeah, yeah. Good luck taking advice from a softball player. I'm Aubrey Huff.
Oh, man. Aubrey Huff is the best. All right. Don't go in here. When we come back, let's talk about the ever... you know, moving parts of what is the Mookie Betts trade. We're recording this a little bit before you're hearing it, so there, you know, there always can be resolution. Little bits coming down on Friday, so let's talk about it. Mookie Betts trade to the Dodgers may be in question. At least that's what we've been dealing with through Thursday and Friday, so don't go anywhere. Bogman, Welsh, in this league. We'll be right back.
Want to light the lamp on DraftKings and FanDuel this NHL DFS season? Then join DailyRoto.com and learn from the best daily fantasy sports players. Get updated fantasy hockey projections for NHL DFS, line combinations, and build stacks for tournaments in the DailyRoto NHL DFS Lineup Optimizer. If you are playing daily fantasy hockey without using DailyRoto, you are doing it wrong. Enter the promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. That's promo code ACTION for a 10% discount.
It's In This League.
Buckle up, Buckaroo. All night.
It's In This League. It's Bogman. It's Welsh. Find us on Twitter at IsTheWelsh, at Bogman Sports. Check out the ITL Fantasy Baseball Podcast. Two episodes this past week. One, a really, really killer analytics show. Advanced stats is a better way to put it. But it was a focus on advanced stats with Alex Chamberlain from Roto Graphs, Fan Graphs. He is an awesome guest. And then we had our first live mock draft episode of the season that wasn't Dynasty. So mock draft 1.0 just dropped. And if you want to go a little bit further, I had Jim Callis from MLB.com and Pipeline on my show Prospect One. So you want some prospect / Dynasty look, come listen to me talk with Jim Callis. Otherwise, Bogman and I got you for redraft conversations with Alex Chamberlain and live mock drafting. We do it big, Bogman. The hustle, as it's called. The hustle. The ITL hustle.
Lots of hustle this week. I mean, the I don't know how many new clips I added to the mock draft, but it's like the first two that I've done this year, I've added, I've gone no less than 30 new clips total.
Wow. So okay. Well, it's all new stuff, Boggs, because people have probably realized they've already at least heard one here, is we've got some new ITL rejoins.
Yes.
I spent some time creating four new rejoins. I'm probably going to work on some more and just adding it to the rotation so everybody can enjoy some new stuff. Because we've had the other ones are not leaving the rotation or anything like that, but just wanted some good ones. And I'm very happy with all four new ones. So new clips, new rejoins, ITL coming strong. The hustle.
A lot of hustle. You know what? I get lost sometimes in the YouTube rabbit hole when I'm doing the bit of going and finding the new clip that I need, and then I'll get distracted on occasion by YouTube. I did the Bill Burr bit the other day, which I know is one of your favorites, where you know, you see it doesn't have to be Bill Burr, it could be whatever comedian you like. You just see a clip of them doing something and then you're like, okay, maybe I'll watch one more.
YouTube's algorithm is fantastic. They've got that algorithm down to a science. They 100% know how to get us. Every time, it'll be like, you know, an 8 second or an 8 minute clip, and it's just like, well, I can watch that one. Well, I can watch that one. And next thing you know, it's 2 hours later, and I've watched all of them. It's ridiculous. So
You know what I got stuck on is, you ever watch the Dave Salmoni is the, he's the animal wrangler that they'll have on Jimmy Kimmel's show?
No.
And Jimmy is such a pansy about any single animal that they bring out on the show. He runs from them. It almost doesn't matter what it is. The only thing I've seen him willingly pick up is a, you know, baby potbelly pig. That's it. Anything else they bring out, armadillo runs from it. Baby mountain lion runs from it like a little girl. It's funny to watch him be such a pansy when the guy brings out the animals, because I'm sitting there like, oh, that's so cool, I'd want to pet it if I was there. And Jimmy is just acting like,
so you're just, you know, saying YouTube knows what a mush mouth you can get with those videos. So it's just like, hey, want to see Jimmy run from a tiger? Want to see Jimmy run from an armadillo?
Yeah, pretty much. Right. Yeah, exactly. He's like Jose Altuve running from interviews. Yeah. So
just avoiding about the same size as an armadillo too, actually. That's ironic. All right, so the big news over the last week has been the Mookie Betts trade. And they're saying, now see, okay, we're in a weird spot, I got to tell you, Boggs, as you know, because we're recording this on Friday. This airs on Saturday. And in a minute here, we're going to kind of talk in the respects of, like, there's a little bit of a hangup. But on Friday, Bob Nightingale, really, actually, just like an hour or two ago from what we're doing, says that the reports are that this Mookie Betts and David Price to the Dodgers trade is going to be finalized on Friday. So as you're listening to this, it could be finalized. One holdup was Jock Peterson, who had an arbitration case that came through and he lost. That could be a big deal here, because now instead of the 9 point whatever he wanted, he's getting like 7.5. So that's about a $2 million difference that the Angels presumably are going to get of a discount. That also might determine the other prospects that the Angels have to send and what quality. But the real hangup currently is the Red Sox, who have been balking at the medical records of Bruce Graterol, which is kind of annoying. The last report out here, and this is where this is just getting like this weird twisty turny thing, is that the Red Sox won top 10 prospect from the Twins. But it's like, what? Like, the Dodgers are going to be the ones that are going to, Dodgers' job here to make this work.
Yes.
For the Red Sox. It is not the Twins' job. So what's going to happen is, and we don't know what it is. I fully 100% think this trade is going through. I think as you're listening to this, you probably have it all done, and the teams are going to have press conferences on Monday or Tuesday. Is it's going to be a version of maybe one of the prospects the Dodgers get from the Angels, they'll send off, or the Dodgers will send one of their prospects, or the Dodgers will have to do something to get another Twins prospect involved. But this is on the Dodgers to make it work. It's not on anybody else. And it is still a weird play that the Red Sox are, you know, making this big stink about Bruce Graterol and needing more. And John Heyman, by the way, is reporting the Red Sox are seeking a top 10 prospect in addition to Graterol from the Twins, and the Twins are saying
that doesn't make a lot of sense to me.
No,
yeah, well, of course the Twins would say no to that. That doesn't make a lot of sense to me, because it would if they were saying, like, look, we're not taking Bruce Dark Gratterall with this physical. We're not doing it. So you can take him back and then give us somebody else back. Then I think a top 10 prospect would make sense, because it's like, no, this guy's medicals are too bad. We're not taking
him. Yeah, go
him,
get,
right?
Like, if they kept Bruce Dar in Minnesota and they said, give us Jordan Blazevic, who, you know, in respects is ranked a little bit lower, but the Twins might not want to give up because he had this huge breakout. He has a much higher possibility of being a starting pitcher. But the Twin, I mean, and this is where I'm getting it, dude. Why would the Twins look at the Red Sox or any of this deal and they want another top 10 prospect? Go piss off. You know, we gave up Brusdar to get Maeda. We're done. We're good. You know, you guys figure this out, and Dodgers, you figure this out. So I feel like, I mean, Heyman, I've been saying Heyman was getting trashed on Friday. Heyman is not well beloved in the breaking news community. And I feel like this is some more, I feel like this is a, he's reporting something out the side of sources' mouths. You know what I mean? Like, sources like, yeah, you know, the Red Sox want another top 10 prospect, presumably probably one of the Twins guys. And it's now turning into the Red Sox want another top 10 Twins prospect. It's like, okay, but we all know that it's not the Red Sox call here. The Dodgers, they run the ship here. It is the Dodgers that have to make this work. And that's why I think it'll work. I just don't know what the iteration is going to look like, because there's still two names from the Angels we don't have. We've got this question mark. And what are the Dodgers, what else are the Dodgers willing to give up to get Mookie Betts? Presumably it should be almost whatever, outside of like Lux and Dustin May.
Right. And we said this on the In This League fantasy baseball podcast too. It's that, you know, this trade all coming, you know, crashing down because of Brusdar Gratterall would be a much bigger story than whatever prospect needs to be added to this deal to get it done. So there's almost no way that it won't get done, but it is strange. But like you said, the impetus is on the Dodgers, because the Dodgers are getting the big piece back here in Mookie Betts. So they need to grease the wheel to make this deal happen. It's them sending something or money or whatever it needs to be, they have to be the ones to do it.
The problem with it, though, too, is I feel like this is going to this kind of pushes up, like, what's the right word I'm trying to, it's not like manhood, but like it's going to press everybody's resolve. Because what I'm getting at here is, like, Boston is getting murdered for this trade. And their article, I talked about this on the baseball pod, articles left and right written about how Boston is out of this. This is how bad they've lost on this trade. Even people being like, you know, the Boston should just cut bait and turn back on this trade, because there are also reports that Mookie actually wants to still be in Boston or whatnot. So there's this element where Boston's like, yeah, you know what? Like, we need more now. We need more. And then other teams
are... You think they're trying to save face?
Yeah. Okay. So I think it's like, this is an opportunity for Boston to save face. And then other teams could also see this as a challenge, you know, that they're being challenged or taking advantage of. And it's like, well, no, this is what we agreed upon. Now you don't like this. Like, you don't get to go and say you want a top 10 from those guys. So what I'm saying is you're going to have a bunch of personalities that are going to be challenged here. These are billionaires running billion-dollar organizations. And you've got one that probably is getting so much heat they want more, and the others are going to feel taken advantage of, that there is the possibility that, you know, tempers could take over and you could have some dirt. Like, I wouldn't be shocked. I mean, and people know this probably listening now, but it wouldn't have shocked me if the Twins were just out of this trade whatsoever. And they're just like, you know what? We're good. We're not going to mess with any of this. Or, you know, like, you know how the Angels and Dodgers, the Angels are not part of this 4-team trade. I could see it where it's like the Twins are taken out completely. The Dodgers take care of the Red Sox. Maybe they give them Jeter Downs. And then the Dodgers can separately go and start making moves with these other teams. Like, I could see it breaking apart like that, because it seems like there's a lot of ego play involved here.
Yeah, I mean, and there always is going to be that stuff. No matter what you're doing, you want to win the trade, you know, regardless of what you're doing. Even, I mean, there are deals in fantasy leagues that don't get done because people are trying to save face.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? So it's not surprising that this would happen in the actual really real world, especially after the the Red Sox see the reaction, the public reaction of the deal before it's officially done, which is, I mean, you know, that all lends towards, you know, why is this being announced before it's even close to being done and all that stuff. And it's just because everybody wants to be first.
Yeah, well, everything was done. See, and that's where I'm getting it. That's why I think the problem could arise, because this was a done deal. It was like, all right, so we just got to do normal medicals and then we've got to see the arbitration case for what the Angels get for Jock. But that was separate to the three-team deal. But they had to make sure that it happened as part of the deal. And then there was a completion. You know, there used to be a word for what you know, we'd say with this, but it's, you can't say that word of, you know, these trades going back anymore. Like, that's where this is kind of like it's starting to poke around at. And it dances dangerous territory. But at the end of the day, this isn't a move that the Dodgers let go. There's no way. When we come back, we'll finish up the hour talking about the Mookie Betts trades. Don't go anywhere, more in this league.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice. We play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
In this league.
Somebody royally forked up. Somebody forked up. Why can't I say fork?
If you're trying to curse, you can't hear.
Full shirt.
Holy mother forking shirt boss.
It's ITL in this league. Bogman Welsh on Twitter at is it the Welsh at Bogman Sports. Hey, Bogman, how about that Nolan Arenado to the Chicago White Sox trade?
Yeah, I got on the Twitter. You know, this is why, you know, the Welsh and our buddy Joe always give me crap about not being on Twitter enough and all that stuff. This is why I shouldn't be on it.
It's your Rube and Boob.
I can't tell what's real and what's not. I am a total Rube Boob idiot.
You couldn't tell a guy with 200 followers wasn't putting out real information?
Look, in my defense, it was like 1 o'clock in the morning when I was posting this stuff. So,
did you eat that piece of candy that we traded?
Yep.
Oh, okay.
Sure did. So, you know, I was a little bit off my game, a touch, I'll say that. But I hate these. This is another thing that I hate about reporting and all that stuff is, you know, I really hate it when people do the bit, and I just don't see the point to it of copying someone's picture, an actual reporter, and then putting not whatever the name is. I got by not Bob Nightingale last night because
who is also pretty close to the real Bob Nightingale.
Yeah, I almost didn't even put it up there because I know there's a lot of people, like, people make fun of Heyman, but people despise Bob Nightingale.
I'm looking at it too. It's actually pretty good. Like, the at handle is really, really good how he did it. And he could have not put not in front of it, because I think he put the not so he doesn't get sued, because people are getting weird about that stuff. But it's the thrill, Boggs. It is the thrill. Boy, he misspelled stuff too. Put Johan Moncada. it just doesn't look good. There's this thrill of getting people, but the biggest thrill is when it goes viral or goes on TV. That's where.
Right.
Oh, man, who was it? Uncle Chaps. Uncle Chaps is famous for it because he was the one that got the Jaguars, whatever it was, some Jaguars guy was going to sign with them, and ESPN ran with it. And that actually ended up being one of the biggest things that pushed him to signing with Barstool, because he made a name after that. So there's kind of like this huge thrill in this one. But I got to be honest with you, Boggs. This is the most ridiculous one that you got with. He literally says not in the first part of his name. Like,
right. So once again, very tired, possibly medicated. And I was looking for any shred of evidence, because our guy, Nate, in the GroupMe room, he's a White Sox fan. He's like, is anyone else buying this rumor? And I kind of made fun of him to start. I was like, yeah, all White Sox fans are buying it. Yeah. That's the only people, though. And then he said, well, this is the guy, you know, it was the MLB, what's it called? MLB Intel, that guy?
Yeah, that's what's sparking this, is this MLB Intel account that he, you were saying, like, the big thing that is everyone's losing it about is that, now, did this happen before? Okay, what time did the trade go down in the Mookie trade?
I don't know.
Because he penned it, because I'm looking at it.
First.
Well, I'm looking at it. He literally says, this is at 10:35 a.m. on February 4th, which was Tuesday. And he goes, the Boston Red Sox have agreed to trade outfielder Mookie Betts and David Price to the Dodgers. According to sources, Verdugo and multiple prospects going to Boston. Trade will be announced later today. So that, I mean, he was actually wrong about the multiple prospects, by the way. So, like, to me, I look at this and I was like, well, yeah, that's a good point. I kind of look at this and this was like, he kind of took the obvious. He tweeted it and he hit.
Right.
And then people,
I think he could definitely be some loser that just guessed right.
I think he's some loser that guessed right. And people jumped on it. So back to what you were saying is, he has been tweeting the last, like, you know, 48 hours or whatever, that Nolan Arenado is going to become a White Sox, that he's going to waive his no trade clause, that he's traveling to Chicago to meet with Jerry Reinsdorf. He also is saying, like, he did another tweet. This was at 9 a.m. on Friday, saying that, you know, Dylan Cease and others are going to go to Colorado and it's going to be completed over this weekend. So that's where people are running with it, because he got the one thing right.
Right.
I
thought, so what I did was I went to, you know, I searched Nolan Arenado White Sox and I went to trending, and not Bob Nightingale was trending. So I thought, oh, this must be, you know, the right Bob Nightingale. But no, it was 200 other idiots like me, either retweeted or liked or whatever they did with that stupid tweet. So, you know, yes,
I'm so happy.
Yeah, I know it makes you very happy whenever I screw something up, but this is what chases me off of Twitter too. So
because then you get chastised for it. So
yeah, of course. And I should, you know, you should look at what you're doing. It's a simple matter of paying attention. Wasn't really right in my right frame of mind when I did that. So I will, you know, use excuses, but you know, yeah, I got, there's nothing else to say. I got earlier this year too, or earlier last year. It was some football thing. I don't remember what
I've
it was.
I've almost been got multiple times, but I catch it last minute. Like, there was this fake passing.
Have you had account? It where you, like, are posting it in the GroupMe room and then delete it?
Yep, absolutely.
Oh, I've done that like 6 or 7 times.
It happened with a Jeff Passan one it was this fake account, and I realized it as, like, I pasted it and it generated this thing. I was like, oh no, that's not the real thing. And I got rid of it and I almost tweeted it. Like, I try to look more, but the not in front of his name is what's killing me here. It wasn't in the handle, by the way. His handle was at Bob Nightingale, and he just misspelled Nightingale. You'd get that. If that was it.
And that's what I saw. And that's what I saw. Plus, he had the tweet was framed like the reporters do. It was source dot dot, you know, and then it had the information. So it was Bob at Bob Nightingale misspelled and then with the source. And I was like, why isn't he checkmarked? And then I was like, I think he might not be checkmarked because so many people have talked so much crap about him.
This dude will skyrocket to another level if this was right. I do not believe it one instance. And he tweeted out, this is like, you know, lunchtime Eastern on Friday. But he tweeted out, like, you know, going to do a Q&A. Then he goes, hold for breaking news. Then he tweeted this one where he says, you know, Arenado has you know, went to Chicago, has agreed the Whites, you know, the Rockies are going to get Dylan Cease and money and blah, 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 all this nonsense he's saying. And then he goes, I have 100% confidence. This is how he talks. He goes, I have 100% confidence in my sources.
Oh, it's AJ Hinch.
If I'm wrong, I'll delete my account.
Yeah, with what is 250 followers?
No, actually, he took a bump. He's up to like 4,000.
Is he?
Okay. Yeah. He took this huge.
Is this MLB Intel or is this not Bob Nightingale?
No, we're done with not Bob Nightingale.
Oh, okay,
this is MLB Intel. MLB Intel is the one that was putting that rumor out there, which I just don't buy. I don't see any of it. I'm out on any of those things. I think we're done with the big trades. you know, there was a good article that was written out there about Chris Bryant, where it's like, you know, if Mookie Betts can get traded, anybody can be moved. And I agree with that. But I think we're done pre-season. Not like preseason, but like pre the start of the year. Because, you know, my big push with the Mookie Betts trade, when we said it about a week ago, I said he's going to get traded before spring training. I think we said the previous week, and it was like, what, two more days? Or I don't know. I don't remember when we said if we were right or wrong or just a day or two off. But it was like, this is going to happen before spring training. You have to get Mookie Betts, and you don't do this in the midst of it. So I don't believe a guy like Arenado. I just don't see a guy like Chris Bryant being traded mid-spring training, maybe towards the end. They seem like more in-season type of plays. I think we're done with the big moves. The only moves left to do are, you know, Domingo Santana looks like he's in agreement with the Indians, and Yasiel Puig is still floating around. And apparently, you know, even though our boy Joe Pizzapia had said, you know, from a source of his saying that there might be some external issues with Yasiel Puig this year, it looks like he has, he's already in conversations, or the Giants have interest in him. And there was another team, the Rays are also kicking the tires on him, which would be ridiculous.
Yeah, yeah. And that's, you know, it's one of those early season byproducts. Like, I was trying to get Joe to pick up Yasiel Puig in his labor draft, and he just refused to do it. I just can't, like, I'll never buy into this guy might sit the whole year if, you know, he doesn't get the contract that he wants. I mean, we saw a guy sit for half the year last year. So that's in the realm of possibility. But I just can't imagine you're going to get nothing to not play in the middle of the prime of your career, or you're going to make a little bit less than you thought you would, and you can still play and make a ton of money. It just doesn't make any sense for me for those guys to sit.
Yeah, so. And the, you know, the stupid Giants, they're just doing what they do every single year. They've got, you know, this really good young competitive minor league team, but they're going out and picking pieces. I mean, I don't know if you notice all this stuff. They actually think they can compete, and maybe they will, and they want to compete because they have, I guess, Hunter Pence, they're working on a contract with him. You know, the Astros had offered him a contract as well, I believe the Padres. And Hunter Pence looks like he's about to sign with the Giants. Well, okay, they might also pick up Puig. They're doing that bit again where they're just going to try to compete by getting, you know, veterans. And they would have a team which would be actually, you know, it's competitive. It's Buster Posey, Brandon Belt. They just picked up Yolmer Sanchez for second base. They've got Evan Longoria, Brandon Crawford, and then their outfield under that scenario would be Mike Yastrzemski, Yasiel Puig, and Hunter Pence. And then they have, like, you know, Duggar to come off of the bench. And then they have this, you know, Cueto, Samardzija, Gausman kind of veteran pitching staff. They're actually competitive. I don't know if they're going to win anything.
They'll win more games than I bet Vegas would give them credit for. You know, I bet they probably hit the over on their win total. And they'll be a thorn in the side of the NL West. But I don't think, you know, even with signing Pence and Puig, that they're much more than that.
Yeah, right, I mean, I don't think they are either. But they still think they're competitive. And their model is they have got a pretty solid minor league system. So they'll try to compete now while they're getting those guys ready. We got to go to break. Hour two coming up. Maybe finish up a little bit of baseball. The NBA trade deadline was a little bit nutty. And, of course, there's like another stupid football. All right, don't go anywhere. More in the sleep tonight.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I, we get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. Hey, it's going to be your church and your turn up. So listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ever wondered how a book gets made into a movie?
Or how to master the art of cooking?
Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef.
On our podcast, we're going to be serving you a fresh perspective of the entertainment industry alongside our favorite celebrity guests.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.